Hi, welcome to this week's lesson. What I want to talk to this week about is exercise motivation. Now, you know, I don't talk a lot about exercise because, you know, it's covered so often and people have all these preconceptions of it and places to learn it. And the truth is that you don't really need to do strenuous exercise in order to transform your body. I changed my body and I've worked with a lot of other people that have transformed their body primarily through changing their eating. Okay, and you can put all your energy into just purely changing your eating and your body will change. But there's a lot of other benefits about exercise that I wanted to talk about today and hopefully get you to take some action, help you to think about it a little bit differently and hopefully feel a bit more motivation and excitement to do those sorts of programs and those sorts of exercises. I can tell you from personal experience that As a person who was fairly athletic, playing sports growing up, and then getting out of it, and then getting into yoga, I've never really been much into cardio, interval training, weightlifting. That's just never been my thing. But I've recently begun a program that is interval training, and so it works out, you know, your lungs and your stamina. It works out muscles as well, you know, weightlifting with body weight. So some of my experience from that has been that one of the big things I've noticed is I feel stronger. And this is an emotion and a feeling within myself that has made it much easier to eat even better and to stay motivated. It's helped my moods. And so it made me aware that while, again, you don't need the exercise, what it does is it gives you a huge benefit. And it's not just the calorie burning benefit. So I think most people, when they think exercise, they think calorie burning, okay? But I want to talk about some of the other benefits of it that can really help you. So the first one is strength. As you feel strong, right, and I can feel my body, my muscles feel tighter, they feel stronger, my core feels stronger. And so when I notice it is in these little things that I do throughout the day. I mean, I'm talking little things like getting in and out of a chair, getting in and out of a car, carrying groceries, carrying my daughter around, going up the stairs. Right? I noticed the other day I was going up the stairs and I kind of ran up them and it was easier. I felt lighter on my feet. And that was a nice feeling because as you feel that way, as you feel stronger, it keeps you in a more positive mindset, okay? And it's going to make it easier to eat well, to stay on track, okay? Because remember, what we almost have to remind ourselves to do is to get away from the idea that we're only losing weight in order to look good, right? We're so focused on superficial in this culture that we forget that if you felt really good, or if you felt strong, if you had stamina, if you had this strength within yourself, that would improve your quality of life. And remember, that's what we're looking to do here. We're looking to improve our quality of life. You know, how we look is part of that, but how we feel is even more important. And so that's one of the big things I've noticed is I'm starting to feel stronger, and so I feel even better. All right, so the first thing is strength. The next thing is stamina. Let's face it, so often we're around people or we ourselves have felt tired. Right? We get kind of lethargic. We get into our ruts. We get into our routines in our lives. And if we're not increasing our heart rate and letting it go back down, increasing our oxygen intake. You know, and again, when you're doing a cardio type of workout, you're increasing your oxygen, you're increasing your heart rate, and it just allows your body to create more energy. And that's the idea, that if you don't use it, you lose it. And so when it comes to energy, if you're feeling kind of low energy, it's, you know, sometimes it's not like more sleep's going to fix it, more rest isn't going to fix it. Sometimes you need to go out of your way and experience a little bit of discomfort in order to create that energy. And that's kind of the best way to feel it, I think, is that the more energy you kind of put out there, and not overstraining yourself, but exerting yourself a bit, feeling a little bit of discomfort, increasing your heart rate, increasing your oxygen intake. You do that through a few times a week, and all of a sudden you start to experience more energy, right? I notice that when I wake up in the morning, I have even more energy. It's just, you know, I'm wide awake, and throughout the day, I've noticed that I have less fatigue, and just I'm able to go right through it. And I've even sleeping a little bit less as well. So that's been kind of nice also. But again, the main thing I took out of that is that you can't just expect, if you're low energy, I just haven't seen this work with people where they just need more rest, right? A lot of times it's the opposite, that they need to get their body in better shape. They need to actually go out and create the energy first, Okay, so think about that. If that's a situation where you are kind of low energy, your stamina is kind of low, I want you to think about adding some sort of exercise routine that actually builds that energy up. Okay, and think about it that way. And finally, is the emotional component of it. Okay, the nice thing about exercising is that it's something that you're doing regularly. Okay, ideally, that's what you're looking to do. And the thing is, once you do it, so say you exercise at 4 in the afternoon, and say you exercise for a half hour. Once you are finished with that, 6, 7 o'clock comes, I find that I often reference back to the fact that I did that exercise, I did that workout, and it feels good. It's ego gratifying, right? Makes me feel more the way I want to feel. It affects my self-image, okay? It makes me think of myself differently in a positive way. And so that keeps stacking up on itself. The more positive things you can kind of put into yourself and think about yourself, the better your results are going to be. Right? So you notice all these different things we're talking about, it's not just about calories, but it's about keeping ourselves with some momentum. Right? It's keeping ourselves focused, keeping ourselves doing things that are going to get us the result we want. So my challenge to you is this: find an exercise program that will do some of these things, that will give you some strength. Okay, so what I would say is, this is just my opinion now, so I want you to go out there and find your own thing, but I've interviewed a lot of fitness experts. The first thing I would look for is exercise routines that work out your whole body. Not just cardio, not just running on a treadmill, not just riding a bike, but something that's using your whole body, working out big muscle groups, right? You want something that's going to work out your legs and your butt, because those are the bigger muscles in your body. The bigger your muscles are, the more fat you're going to burn. Okay, the more calories you're going to burn 24 hours a day. And that's the way our bodies work. So find an exercise program that's going to get you a full body workout. Okay, that's not only going to work the muscles out though, but that's also going to create more stamina and energy for yourself. And that means you're increasing your heart rate, you're increasing your oxygen intake. Okay, and then finally, find a routine that you can do easily. Right, make these routines simple. Don't make it, you know, the only place you can do this workout at is an hour and a half away through traffic and, you know, it's real hard to get yourself to do it. Have a routine that you can do at home or something that you can do that's very close to home so that it's very, very, you want to reduce and eliminate as many barriers as possible for you to get to doing that exercise program. Okay, so the exercise program I'm doing, it's right in my own house. Okay, so I can just do it pretty much at any time. And so I've noticed that because I've done other programs where it's been at a certain time. It was a class I would go to and it would be okay, but sometimes I would have an off day and timing would get screwed up and I would miss the class. And then hence I would miss the workout. And that has the possibility to take you right out of your routine, okay, and break your habit. So I would suggest finding a workout that you can do very, very easily, that you can do at any time. Okay, that's the ideal. And going one step beyond that is you want to have a few different workouts, okay, so that you A, won't get bored, and B, so you have workouts that'll match up with where you're at that day, right? So if you're real low energy, you know, don't have the kind of the mindset or the energy to do a long workout, we'll pick a shorter workout, okay? Because again, we just want to build that chain. That's very important, you know, as far as the motivation and the momentum goes. Okay? So I hope some of these things have helped you. And go out of your way and really do something to build up that muscle, build up that strength, increase your stamina, and improve your motivation and your, you know, the way that you think about yourself, your self-image. Okay? And think about yourself as an athletic person, a strong person, someone who's healthy and in good shape. Okay? And as you exercise, it'll be easier to think of yourself that way. Okay? So do this, and I'll talk to you next week.